Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Wewaawo Mukama aba mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Yes, God is good all the time.
Kubanga newankubadde nga Satani yajja okubba okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Or even though Satan came to steal, kill and destroy.
Naye Mukama yajja tube n'obulamu era obujjudde.
But God came that we may have life that in full.
Ngabwa ayogera mu Yokane suri ye 10.
As it speaks in John chapter 10.
No nyore 10.
And the verse 10.
Nenda kusaba omubire ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request you wave at your brethren.
Oyongereko kumwaniriza eri omusana gwe kigambo kya Katonda.
To welcome them to the light of the word of God.
Ogutumulisiza mukube eri obulamu.
Which enlighten us in the way of life.
Okutuka kubulamu obutagwao.
Reaching the eternal life.
Ngabwa atugamu ngere suri ye 6.
As it tells us Proverbs chapter 6.
No nyurabire mwesa.
And the verse 23.
Yes yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank the Lord.
Natatu kunganyiza omulundi omulala.
Has gathered us another time.
Aliokayongera tuyigiriza okugasa.
God may move on teach us to profit.
Ngabo yatusubiza mu Isaya 8:17.
As the promise Isaiah 48:17.
Ngagamanti nze mukama abayigiriza okugasa.
He said, and the way Lord will teach you how to profit.
Era abalage kubule mba mukwata.
He leads you by the way you should take.
Wewa otusinka nyo moyo omutukuvu.
Yes, we've met his holy spirit.
Kusozirwe runo olutukuvu.
On this his holy mountain.
Ekanisa yentukuvu.
His holy church.
Okulabikanga ayongera tuyigiriza okugasa.
That may move teach us to profit.
Okutukiriza Yokana isuliye 14.
To fulfill John chapter 14.
Onyurabi momo kaga.
Verse 26.
Tiye omoyo wa mazima bwali bazze.
That him spirit of truth when he will come.
Ngabu yakedda mikwa tume isuliye okubira.
As he came down long back Acts chapter 2.
Nolisoka pakoro okutana.
Verses 1 to 5.
Etugambi bwanti ali tulungamya ali tuyigiriza.
And we told he will teach us.
Era na tujukiza byonna.
And will remind us all.
Gaita mukutulungamya mazima gonna
passing through guidance in all truth.
Ngamu Yokani suriri eye 16.
As in John chapter 16.
Ngire 12 pa 15.
Verse 12 to 15.
Yesu yebazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Sotongera okugurumiza Katonda kitaffe.
So we move glorify God the Father.
Atukunganyiza.
Who has gathered us.
Wamune ichigambo che.
Together with his word.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yatusubiza Matayo suriri 18.
You promised in Matthew chapter 18.
Ngire 19.
Verses 19.
Akorwabiri.
Up to 20.
Babiri basatu banakungana nga ku
that where three truths are gathered on the earth,
ngawali
he will be there.
Ireki subize kiri Matayo suri ya 28.
The promise in Matthew 28.
18 paka 2.
Verse 18 to 20.
Butuge na maso fura manga abayigirizo.
We remove make disciples nations disciples.
Ne tubayigiriza nibyo nabi yatulagira.
We teach them all he commanded.
Aliwa munafu kutuko enkomerero.
He is together with us to the end.
Sotongera okumusa mu kitibwa mukama waffe Yesu.
So we move to honor our Lord Jesus.
Kubanga aliwa munafu nokutuka lero.
Because he is together with us up to today.
Ira muno moyo gwe yasubiza.
Together with the spirit promise.
Ayogera mu Yokani suri ye 14.
Speaking in the John chapter 14.
Ure 15 paka 2 mukaga.
Verse 15 unto 16.
Siwa kutulekanga ba mulekwa.
That is not to leave us as orphans.
Na ye atutumira omubezi.
But he sends us a comforter.
Moyo wa mazima.
The spirit of truth.
Abireje tuli.
Who will dwell with us.
Era birena fena kuzona.
And be within us all the days.
Iro kuvu moyo ruya kambika atume suri yo kubiri.
If our sister spirit came in Acts 2.
Onyolisoka pakoro kutana.
Verses 3 to 5.
No kutuka lira chali masika.
Up to today is still in our midst.
Edife abaka kana wansiwo kutukulembera
to us who humble under him to lead us.
Baba na bakatonda.
As children of God.
Ubanga chandi kwa barume suri 8.
We spread in Romans 8.
Nure 14.
Verse 14.
Abakulembera moyo wa katonda.
Those led by spirit of God.
Ibana bakatonda.
They are the sons of God.
Sibo moyo wa mazima.
All spirit of truth.
Kongera kakana wansi mukono gwo.
Move to humble under your hand.
Kulembera
that you lead us.
Utureto utegere ibigambo bya katonda.
You draw us understand the words of God.
Ibya wandikwe bitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Irango kolamu nejira bamalaika abatukufu.
Work together with armies of holy angels.
Amen.
Amen.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ne dobozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba Bible.
And a Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagara nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyeri amukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Sinzira mbuweereza buno.
We best in this ministry.
Obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move rich unto you.
Kitundu kya munaana.
The eighth part.
Ekyamakubo ga Katonda amasukkulu.
Of God's highest ways.
Agarabisa emirimu gye egy'ekitalo.
Which manifests his marvelous works on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tugambye tulekedde kitundu kya musanvu.
We say we move to the eighth part.
Kya musanvu.
Seventh part.
Ekyo. Kya musanvu kya mukaga. Yes, you ever see you?
Praise Jesus much. Which part do you have in your book?
Ugena kuchambukaga. Yes, you ever see you?
Praise Jesus much. We are going to move on with part 6. God is highest ways. Which manifest his marvelous works on the earth. Where we see his highest thoughts. The holy scriptures. Which manifest God's marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in the last part we finished. The part 5. We saw the move of the Holy Spirit. We take the mighty outpouring and move of the Holy Spirit through unsealing the righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, passing through the 7 ways of God, the 7 spirits of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. And when we began, we reach to see 2, 3, to 5 things which can hinder you to be taken off seals from the Holy Scriptures to understand them, even to put them in action. If those 2, 3, to 5 things, they do not go away.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we move to get onwards, because we had finished to see the 2 of those, and we saw the wall separate between us and God, and it's one of those which are very wild, which maintains the seal on the Holy Scriptures, and the Holy Scriptures appear to be in the parables
and
they are not understood well your way by the wall of separation between we and God. Then the second that we looked at, we looked at the veil. The veil which holds powers of darkness to fight with you not to understand the word of God. We had headed on to see the law of sin, for it's the third which births 2 more others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we want to move on ahead today to see the 2 to 3 things, or 5.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. 2 to 3 things, or 5. Can hinder you though they are taken off seals from the Holy Scriptures of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
say we're moving on to see 2 to 3 things, or 5. Which hinder you though they are taken off seals from the holy thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, passing through God's 7 highest ways, the 7 spirits of God, and you cannot understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we first heard of, we heard in Isaiah chapter 29, verses 9 to 11, that the book Bible can become as the parable your way, and it's spoken in words which do not bring out light very well, to enlighten you, to bring knowledge and understanding, because of seals which on the book the Bible, because they were passed through 7 spirits of God to be manifest. Let us read. We hear Isaiah chapter 29 verses 9.
Batamide na mwenge, batagata na chitamiza.
Stop and wonder, cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Verse 10.
Kubanga mukama afuse kumu omoyo gotulo tunji. Erazi bia masoga mwe. Banabi nemitweja mwe. Abalaguzi ajibiseko.
For the Lord has poured upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has clothed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, has he covered.
Verse
11.
Nokole sewako na kufuse jemuli ngebi gambe vyo mchitabu. Echisibu akaka bonero. Abantu chiba wa umutu ya igirizibwa ngabo gira antisomachino mkwega hiri de. Na yo gira antisiinza. Kumanga chisibu akaka bonero.
And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. Verse 12.
Nebamuwe chitabu yo atayi girizibwa ngabo gira anti somachino. Nkwega hiri de. Na yo gira anti siyi girizibwa nga.
And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I am not learned.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. According to Isaiah chapter 29, verses 9 up to 11, it shows that this book, the Bible, it has seals on it. The seals we saw totaling to 7, to meaning that they were passed through 7 spirits of God in the much wisdom of God, in the much understanding, the great extreme counsel of God, the much power of God, the knowledge of God, the fear of the Lord, through spirit of the Lord. And you give it to a person learned in the learning of the world.
You
tell him, explain me the meaning. And he says, I've not been told, because it is sealed, that I cannot, because it has seals on it. It's to say it's written in parables. I don't see light and light me to understand it. The same time you give it one and learn in the learning of the world. And you tell him that, explain me meaning of those words.
Say,
I've not been told.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But now this book to appear like that to the world, it comes because we retain evils with ourselves. We say, among the wicked none will understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When he speaks in Daniel chapter 12, verses 8 to 11,
he
speaks these words on that issue.
Daniel yesule yekumine biri noru nyiriri oruomunana.
Daniel chapter 12 verses 8.
Nempulira nene sitegira. Nendio kanjogera ati ayi mukama wangi. Ebiriva mwebio biriva bitia.
And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That he heard but never understood. And he asked how they will be. The book, the Bible,
it's
the book you read, you hear the word you read, but to understand and to know it's failed, because it moves by 7 seals. Saying scriptures written within it, they were passed to the 7 spirits, those of God, the 7 highest ways of God. Through his thoughts, those holy thoughts, the holy scriptures. So if you have not been taken off evils, Satan and evils and all unrighteousness, appears had the spirit reveal you these words, as he speaks in the verse 9, Daniel chapter 12.
Daniel yesule yekuminebiri noru nyiriri oru muenda.
Daniel chapter 12 verses 9.
Na yogeda nti kuata makubogo gwe. Nti kuata makubogo Danieli. Kumangi evigambo bibi kibuako. Erabi sibuaka kabonero okutusa chisere chenko menero.
And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Verse 10.
Bangi abalierongosa, abalietukuza, abaliwomezebwa. Naye ababi balikola ebibi, so ku babi tekuli babalitegeera. Naye abo abalina amagezi balitegeera.
Many shall be purified and made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bangi abalierongosa era abalietukuza.
Many will cleanse themselves, purify themselves.
As
we have committed to cleanse ourselves before the Lord, even to purify ourselves. But he says, because these words, they hold seals on them. They
have
spoken in parables of wisdom. Among the wicked, none will understand. But the wise, they will understand. They have remained those who purify themselves. They refine themselves from evil. Appear we given all wisdom in the word. Understanding in the word of God. The counsel in the word of God. The power in the word of God. The knowledge in the word of God. The fear of God. Come from the word of God. See the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord.
They remove
us in power which is never been. This God's final work on the planet Earth. Remember scriptures, though they took off seals from them in heaven.
Yes,
totally to 2021 years back. But because people had retained evils with them. And there are things. 2, 3 to reaching 5. Which hinder them that the seals appear to be taken off. The Spirit can help them understand the words of God, the Holy Scriptures, the thoughts of God. When you look to the book of Revelation, Revelations chapter 22, the Lord God told the Apostle John, told him, do not seal those words, because the time is near. But you think, why up to now they still seem to have seals? Let's read Revelations, we see. Revelations chapter 22, verses
10.
And he said unto me, seal not the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus
much.
The words of the Holy Scriptures. Most when we reach book of Revelations, clothing the book, the Bible, all seals we are taken off. You say words which are spoken in parables.
You say
in the much wisdom of God, in the extreme understanding, in the highest counsel, they are in the great power, even knowledge, even the fear of the Lord. As they came from seven spirits of God, they took off their seals, yes. But they do not go off towards those the evils. That is why he has told you. Revelations 22, verse 10 to 11. He said, do not put seals on them. But he said, those wicked will remain be wicked. Even those filthy remain be filthy. The righteous will become more righteous.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now,
unto
the writers as we tell them, the 2 to 3, even reaching 5 things, which can hinder them.
okubikulirwa ebirowoozo bya Katonda,
to be revealed the thoughts of God,
ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu,
the holy scriptures,
ebyayisibwa mu makubo ga Katonda omusanvu amakulu,
we are passed through seven highest ways of God,
ebyomusanvu ebya Katonda,
the seven spirits of God,
bayinza obutabitegeera,
where they cannot understand them,
newankubadde nga bagibwako
seal, even though they took off seals from them,
ebintu ebyo ibiryo babisatu
bitano, 3 to 5 things,
ninga jukire ibiri twabikomekereza ku murundi,
remember the two we winded them off last time,
murundi guno boba wakuweereza Katonda,
this time if you are to serve God,
ine bintu bibiryo babisatu wabitano,
these 2, 3 to 5 things,
wita go kubikora ko namanya ngechitalo,
you need to work upon them with great power,
ubanga chigena kubira kizibu nyo okuweereza munaku zinezo ruvanya,
it's going to be very hard for you to serve in this latter day,
ngatobi kulidwa ndoza ya Katonda mugu,
not be revealed the mind of God in you,
ebyawandi ku ebitu
ku holy scripture,
bumazima gabye
via truth,
kubanga wakatonda kimugwani dokogere bya Katonda,
the one of God ought him to speak the things of God,
babwe twajja tulambitundu ebyaso,
as we came see the parts,
yes, yebazibonyo,
praise Jesus much,
nenga nzikira twalaba,
but remember we saw
ekisoka,
the first thing,
twakutegeleza ku kisenge ekitwaula wakati wa fene Katonda,
told you the wall separating between us and God,
twakutegeleza ku,
we told you all
ku kisenge ekitwaula wakati wa fene Katonda,
the wall separating between we and God,
ekyo Katonda kiyateekawo,
that which God put there,
oruvanyima lwokonona kwafu kuita mu Adam ne Eve,
our sinning passing through Adam and Eve,
that waula,
and he separated us,
gagamba mukitabe kyorubirebire sule yokubiri,
say in the book of Genesis chapter 2,
orunyiri okutandika oruwabiri musatu norwabiri munyanga gagamba bwati,
23 to 24, as he says this,
oruberebere sule yokusatu norunyiriri oruwabiri mwebiri,
Genesis chapter 3 verse 22,
Luberebere sura ya kusatu olunyola 23.
Genesis 3 verse 23.
Mukama Katonda cheyavamu cha mulusuko Adeni alimenge takamwe yajibwa.
Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken.
Olunyola 24.
Verse 24.
Bwatyo nagoba omuntu nazamwe buvanjuba mulusuko Adeni bakerubi era nekitale ekimyansa ekichuka chuka. Okukumange kubo eliyo mutyo gobulamu.
So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubim and the flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Okubale twayo nonera mu Adam.
Ever since we sinned within Adam.
Katona natugoba mu rusuku Eden.
Chased us from the garden of Eden.
Yatira wodala ekisenge kyaula wakati wa fedha.
Put there a wall separated between we and him.
Ngabwe tulide mu ruberebere suri ya iyo kusaba.
As we've had in the Genesis chapter 3.
Olunyirwa bimwesa tupaka abiri mu
5. Verse 23 to 24.
Paka abiri munya
to 24
wabulange ekisenge ekyo kijibwawo,
but that wall is taken away,
butusalawo fenna netuchukira mukama waffe,
if we all decide turn to our Lord,
gatudde eri mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
get to our Lord Jesus Christ,
yajja kumsikuno,
he came on this world,
ukutawe ekisenge ekyo kinene,
to take away that big wall,
ekisenge ekyo kyowulira ddala,
that wall you indeed here,
ngachikulemesize ddala go kudde eri Katonda,
and it hinders you to turn back unto God because of your sins.
Yesu nrachi omuntu wakore chibi,
that's why anytime one commits sin,
bwaba simuvumu nyo,
if he's not so bold,
chimuzibuwalira,
it get hard his way,
okuchuko okudelika tonda,
to turn get back to God,
wanga chimugwanira okulwanisa chisenge ekyo mumanyi,
requires him fight that wall with the power,
mukuleke chibi na amanya mayitirivu,
in living sin with much power,
ukuita ku chisenge ekyo okujelika tonda,
passing through that wall to get to God.
Yes, yebazi bwenye,
praise Jesus man,
ubona mbefeso esura eyo kubiri,
that's why in the Ephesians chapter 2
nyule 10 onupa 18
verse 11 and 14 it speaks this.
Abefeso sura yokubiri nolunyiriri olwekumi nolumu.
Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 11.
Kale mujukire ngedda mwe abali abamawanga mumubiri abakomole bebayita abatakomolebwa mumubiri okomolebwa n'emikono.
Therefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in flesh made by hands.
Olinyole 12.
Verse 12.
Nga mubirobiri mwalinga muli wala ne Kristo. Mwalinga muboleddwa mu kikachi ya Isirayiri. Era mwali bannaggwanga eriendagaano ez'okusuubiza. Nga temulina kusuubira. Nga temulina Katonda mu nsi.
That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens and from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
Verse 14. Naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu mwabali ewala edda musembezebwa olw'omusaayi gwa Kristo.
But now in the Christ Jesus, you who were once very far off are made near by the blood of Christ. Verse 14.
Kubanga yeje emirembe gyaffe eyafuula byombi ekimu n'amenyawo ekisenge ekya wakati ekyawula.
For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Verse
15.
Bwe yamala okuggyawo mu mubiri gwe obulabe tawuleeti ey'ebiragiro ebiri mu mateeka alyoka atonde mu ye yennyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omuggya okuleeta emirembe.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandment contained in ordinances, to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace.
Yes, yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Ebye kisenge ekitwawula wakati waffe ne Katonda.
Issue of wall of separation between we and God.
Umwali ebiragiro ebyenjawulo n'enteekateeka ez'enjawulo.
Where there were different commands and different statutes.
Yes, yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Ezo mukama waffe Yesu ye kayazijjawo.
Our Lord Jesus alone takes them away.
Kubanga bobera oyawuliddwa Katonda.
Because if you're separated from God,
obera tojaina Katonda
mwesi. You no more have God in the world.
Era mbiro biri Katonda li yalonda yegwanga limu lya Israel.
And those days God had chosen out what nation of Israel.
Yalina Katonda.
And it's what had God.
Kulwabanji.
For the many
abava mu Adam,
who came from Adam,
so kulabiranga kubotudde eri Katonda,
that we can see from them, then we turn to God.
Twatukanga tulemereddwa,
but we reached and we had failed.
Natuma mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
and he sent our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ajatugirewo ekisenge kye kitwawula wakati waffe ne Katonda.
Come take away wall separate between we and God.
Bwe tukkiriza ye Yesu,
when we accept him Jesus,
natuwa obuyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda.
Jesus' power become children of God.
Nga twaccessingisa Katonda,
and he make us access God.
Nga bwe twasooka okuwulira ku mulundi guli,
as we first heard of last
naye tujjukira ndi atwatunuulira ekintu ekyokubiri.
But remember we still looked at the second thing.
Ekyogera ku veiro.
Which speak of the veil.
Oba ekibikkako.
Or the covering. Yes.
Ekibikkako.
The covering.
Ekijjudde amaanyi g'ekizikiza aga Satan.
Powers of darkness of Satan.
Ekibikka ku magezi.
Which covers our mind.
N'okuyinza n'otayinza kutegeera kigambo kya Katonda.
Cannot understand the word of God.
Ebyawandikibwa ebitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Era ng'ekyo nakyo tuwalaba nti kyatandikira eri ku Adamu.
And that too we saw it began right at Adam
ne Eva
and Eve.
Echi confirming wa kumulembe gwa nabbi Musa.
God confirmed the days of prophet Moses.
Erange echo kisobola okutujibwako.
That can be taken off from us.
Utuchukira mukama waffe.
If we turn to our Lord
Yesu Kristo,
Jesus Christ,
tukakana
and be humble.
Tura mukama wati sizibigabo.
We sit in the counsel of God's word.
Na aliyo katujake echi bikake echo.
And then he takes away that covering.
Amange chizikiza.
The powers of darkness.
Aga kulemesa okutunulane mu Bible yakasera.
He does even look in the Bible for some time.
Aga kulemeso kwasaganya.
Which indicates you connect scriptures in the Bible.
Huko kwasaganya ngulira bizito
wa. You reach to connect verses, you feel they're heavy.
Gabikaruba.
And they are hard.
Gobongota.
And you sleep.
Songo somo soma maulire ngatobongo.
You can read newspapers without sleeping.
No soma magazine, no laba TV.
Magazines, you watch television to whatever time you want.
Na ye orwechibikakecho.
But by that covering,
ejirimu amanyi gechizikiza agamba Satan.
Holds powers of darkness of the devil.
Abantu bakukiriza kukwasaganya Bible byawandikwa.
Don't allow you connect the Bible of the scriptures.
Na yingo cho Satan ya taking advantage.
But that Satan took advantage.
Ti boyatwononya mulusuku
when he made a sin in the garden.
Ukuita mu Adam ne Eva.
Through Adam and Eve.
Na tugobyayo.
And because that's beaches from there.
Na manya tweredwa ekisenge ekitwaula wakati wa feneka
doga. You had put a wall separate between we and God.
Awena agamba kambe funzize ddala.
And there he said, let me take them over.
Ngamba tulugunya.
As I torment them.
Katonda ne bwana baba nonya.
Though God will be seeking for them.
Bajja sobola tegera bigambo bya bagamba.
They will not be able to understand his words he tell them.
Awena akole chibikako.
And there he made that covering.
Ngachirina amanyi gechizikiza.
And it holds powers of darkness.
Ngabe twachi nyoka ku murundi guli.
As God explained of it last time.
Yanga twaulira ndechejibwako betuchukire nyo Katonda omulamu.
We had it taken off if we turn most to the living God.
Uhita mukama waffe Yesu
passing through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Natuka ko moyo mutukufu.
And he pours on us his Holy Spirit.
Natuwa amanyo kutegera ebigambo.
Jesus power to understand his words.
Ngabe twala mbakolise chokubire sura yokusa.
As we saw 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
12 pa 16 agamba
bwo. Verse 12 to 16 saying like this.
Abakolise chokubire esura yokusa to nolunyiriri olwe 12.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 12.
Kale ngabe tulina subye lyenkanawo. Twongere nti twogereno twogera n'obuvumu bungi.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Verse 13.
So singa Musa eyebikanga kumasoge abana ba Isirayiri balemengo kwekalirize kumeyiro yecho echali chigwawo.
And not as Moses, who put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly see the end of that which is abolished. Verse 14.
Naye amagezi gawe gakakanyizibwa, kubanga n'okutuusa leero ekyokubikkako kiri kikyaliwo ku kusomebwa kw'endagaano ey'edda nga tekinnaggibwawo. Ekyo kivaawo mu Kristo.
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil not taken away in the reading of the old covenant, which veil is done away in Christ.
Verse 15. Naye n'okutuusa leero ebyammusa bwe bisomebwa ekyokubikkako kiri ku mitima gyabwe.
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Verse 16.
Naye bwe gukyukira Mukama waffe ekyokubikkako kiggibwawo.
Nevertheless, when one shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Yes.
Bw'okyukira Mukama waffe n'omutima gwo gwonna.
If you turn to our Lord with all your heart.
Njogera ku Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
I speak of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ekyokubikkako kikuggibwako.
The veil is taken away from you.
Kubanga ekyokubikkako ekyo ekyabikka ku maaso g'amagezi go.
Because that veil which covered on the face of your mind.
Manyi gakizikiza.
His powers of darkness.
Agata kuganya kutunula mu Bible yomo okumala kiseera.
Do not allow you look in that Bible for some time.
Era bw'otunula mu n'omala ekiseera.
And if you look within it, spend some time.
Otuuka nga tokyakwasaganya by'osoma.
You reach, you cannot more connect things you read.
Naye bw'okyukira Mukama waffe Yesu.
But if you turn to our Lord Jesus.
N'atandika okujjirako siru ku byandiko ebitukuvu.
And he begins to take off seals from the Holy Scriptures.
N'akulaga ebyandiko ebyayita mu moyo w'amagezi.
And he show you scriptures which pass spirit of wisdom.
N'akulaga ebyandiko ebyayita mu moyo w'okutegeera.
And he show you scripture which pass spirit of understanding.
N'akulaga ebyandiko ebyayita mu moyo w'okutegeera kwa Katonda.
And he show you scripture which pass spirit of counsel of God.
N'akulaga ebyandiko ebyayita mu moyo w'amagezi.
And he show you scripture which pass through spirit of might.
N'ebyo ebyayita mu moyo w'okumanya.
And those which pass through spirit of knowledge.
Okuleta sana kwe kigambo omunji.
To bring the much light of the world.
Nibi ebyayita moyo okutya Mukama.
Even those which pass spirit of fear of the Lord.
Okuleta okukyawa ekibi.
To bring to hate evil.
Era nibi ebyayita moyo wa Mukama.
Even those pass spirit of the Lord.
Okugulumiza Katonda Kitaffe.
To glorifying God the Father.
Kigambo ye mwana.
The word is the Son.
Awamu no moyo omutukufu.
Even the Holy Spirit.
Obutufu.
Indeed.
Atonda bwakujja ko otandika otegeera buli kimu.
When God takes it away, you begin to understand everything.
Era oba otegeera bulungi endowooza ya Katonda.
Today you understand well the mindset of God.
Ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Ekitabo kya Katonda ekitukuvu.
The Holy Book of God.
N'olyoka ofuuka omuweereza wa Katonda atuukiridde.
Then you become a perfect minister of God.
Ayogera ebya Katonda.
He who speaks the words of God.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye olwa veyiro eyo.
But for that veil.
Oba ekibikkako.
All that covering.
Ekirimu amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
Which holds power of darkness.
Agavira kukanyaza emitima.
Which caused the hardening of hearts.
Satan yagamba ayikatika kusomutima omukakanyavu.
Satan said let him use that hard heart.
Watate mu bantu.
That is put in the people.
Ayingize mu teka lyekibi.
That he enters in it the law of sin.
Omanyimbo obosoma bakolisa kisoka sura y'okusatu.
You know when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Orunyiri bosoma orwe 14 nyo yingire mu rwe 14
omukaga. Verse 14 to reach verse 16.
Agama ntu rwe kibikako kino wajjawo omutima omukakanyavu.
He says for the covering there came a hard heart.
Ugambe tuolekedde kulaba teeka lya kibi.
I say we head on to see the law of sin.
Erirwani samateeka gonago obutuku bwa Katonda.
All the laws of righteousness, laws of God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Chechechokusatu.
That is the third.
Ekisobola okulemisira ddala ni wankubadde nga tujja kusiri ku byandiko ebituku.
Which can hinder you though we take off seals from Holy Scriptures.
Not is akubitegeera.
And you cannot be able to understand them.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuli butola.
Are we together?
Yebazibwe Mukama omurokozi.
Praise him Lord the Savior.
Tugambe tunulide ekyokusatu.
We've said we looked to the third thing.
Eteeka lyekibi.
The law of sin.
Eteeka lya Satan.
The law of Satan.
Erirwanisa.
Which fights against.
Amateeka g'obutuukirivu aga Katonda.
The laws of righteousness, laws of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye nga lino eteeka ly'ekibi.
But this law of sin.
Lyasimba amakanda nga lisinzira ku kibikkako.
Planted its base basic on the covering.
which is
filled in powers of darkness, that of Satan,
which
caused the hardening of hearts of people. Satan put in them a law contained against the laws of God. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Corinthians we hear.
2
Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14.
So singa Musa, eyebikanga kumasoge, abana ba Isirayiri balemengo kwekalirize kumeiro yecho, echali chigwao.
Not as Moses, who put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly see the end of that which is abolished. Verse 14.
Na yama gezi gawe, gaka kanyiziwa, kumanga noktu salero, echo kubika kochiri, nje cho kubika kochiri, chichaliwa kusumuwa kuenda gane yedda, katachina jibuwao, echo, chivao mu Kristo.
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil not taken away in the reading of the old covenant, which veil is done away in Christ. Yes. For the covering which holds powers of darkness, which fights with people to understand the Holy Scriptures, the thoughts of God, in the Holy Book of God, the covering, it's what caused that hardening of hearts, that of hearts. Now that hardenings, where Satan planted what we call the law of sin, or the laws of sin, the laws of Satan, which contend against the laws of God, the laws of righteousness God gave all creation in heavens and earth. That's why in the Romans chapter 7 verse 21 to 25, this law of sin is spoken of like this: within you, if you still have a law contend against the laws of God, that is what they call the law of sin. And God told you this, here another urge within you that do the opposite. That is what they call the law of sin. The law contending against the laws of God, that of righteousness. Let us read, we hear. Romans chapter 7, verses 21.
Ntinze, chirungi, kumpi.
If then a law, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Yes. In the Romans chapter 7, verse 21, it says, I find another law.
When
I want to do good, that which God tells me, I find another law tell me no. You have to commit and do the other opposite. Don't you see that God takes your peace away? But does God take peace away from those created? One of us prepared good things we are to move by before he put us there. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, you read it yourself. Bible says we God is workmanship, created in the Christ Jesus unto good works, that God ordained us that we move by them before the world was. Now you expect that God does parts to give you commands which are going to maintain your life.
What's
spoken in Romans chapter 7 verse 21: when I want to do the good that God prepared me move by, I find in me another law agile with my mind. But that he has not known it bases on what to have such authority in him. Bases already this person is separated with God. There is a wall separate him with God. God is in the north, it is in the south.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The other, that Satan bewitched a human being. He put upon him powers of darkness called the covering, which hinders him understand what God tells him. Something which caused humans get hard in hearts. When he got hard within hearts, as if he had put a fertile ground,
Satan
where he was to plant his laws of sin.
To
contend against the laws of righteousness of God. That's why you see Nehemi feels like he wants to do good, but he feels another law in him say no. You do the opposite. Read me verse 22, we
see.
Romans chapter 7, verse 22.
Kubanga nsanyukira amateeka ga Katonda mu muntu ow'omunda.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Yes. In my inward man, original spirit. Me as the spirit created by God. I delight in the laws of God. Why feel I do not want to do them? You know you out there. But you are a typical thief. You do not want to steal. You know why? Because you, the real spirit, you know stealing is bad. And that's why God said, do not steal. Bad, but after you find yourself stealing, why are you stealing? Among we men or women who wants that they fornicate and commit adultery with your wife, you think God who said do not commit adultery, is it not of
truth?
You as the spirit who feel it's bad, how can they take my husband? Yet you go on wives and husbands of others. You have a lot of sin in yourself.
You,
as the spirit formed by God, you feel that sin in sin. But because you've forgotten that when we sinned in Adam, there are wild things which came in our midst. There came a world separate us with God. And it's the world in the spiritual world, it holds laws. You have to first fulfill them to meet God. Yet surprising, as the world moves separate between you and God, and the evil Satan said, let me claim this to myself. Let go be destroyed, both we and them. We be destroyed in the lake of fire. We die with them. We
pour
what upon paths of darkness the covering. That though God seeks man, man should not understand God. That they gave him wisdom, turn to Jesus.
The
powers of darkness be taken from you that you understand. The more man refuse, the law of sin gains more fertile ground, the hardness of hearts. And it plants upon the heart committing things not right. Yet a human being within him, he knows the right things. Straight. Who accepts here to be slapped many slaps before they sought? Yet you want to slap others. Who commands you all those commands you move by? Commands of evil. Commands of death. Move on, Romans chapter 7, verse 23. Romans chapter 7, verse 23.
Byange, magezi gange, eranga lindeta mubufuge, chibi, bitundu byange.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
Agamba.
He says,
alabe teke dala.
He sees another law. It's the law of sin. It wobbles with the law of his mind. Brings him in captivity of the other sin. Why did man say, I say another law, war with the law of my mind? Because man is nature. He was created to only move only in good things. And in their
past,
he has the laws of God in nature. Though he's not yet read them, from the book of God, he has them. Now he Satan knows it. That man knows, has the laws of God in nature. When he reads them in the book of the Bible, he will be confirming them within him. Say, I cannot allow man to go understand those. Because when you read Romans chapter 1, he said, within our nature we have those laws. We have them in nature. Let us read, we hear.
Abarumi esule yokubiri noru nyiriri ore kumi.
Romans chapter 2, verses 10.
Ti. Na ye chitibwa netendo nemirembe kuburi akoro burunji. Okusokera kumu Yudaya yane kumu Yunani.
But glory, honor, and peace to every man that works good, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. Verse 11. For God, for there is no respect of persons with God.
Verse 12.
For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. Verse
13.
For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Verse
14.
For when the Gentiles who have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are the law unto themselves. Yes. Romans 2 verse 14.
Agambie,
he has said that even the Gentiles, those who are told not to have the laws in written, they have them by nature. Themselves are a law to themselves. Who wants to steal from you? Who wants that they rape your daughter? How do you feel that? Who wants they take your wife or your husband? Now that Satan knew it, that man was created on the original of God. And within him there are laws. There is the word of God. God, to put it in written, wanted to confirm you, the human being, what is the rightful thing. And he said and said, no, these people, I made them sin, they chased them from the garden, put them a wall separate between them and God. When he reached on this world, I wanted to claim them, we destroyed together. I made them a covering the powers of darkness, that they may not understand what God will speak next with them. But I'm not sure. I have to have access to speak with them all the time. Now I have to put in place what is called the law of sin. Every time it urges with the rightful thing, they have to decide. And people walk saying, I have two spirits within me.
I have two thoughts in me. One tells me this, another tells me not. The second thought came from where? That is called the law of sin. Contends with the truth you see before you. That's why God called all of us.
That
adds in us light of His word. That we can separate out that rightful mindset. We separate the evil mindset with the rightful mindset.
But
the rightful mindset is that of God. They are the Holy Scriptures. Now we fight a great fight. I feel two voices in me. But who is right among these and here?
Where?
Now you and the law of sin no more and realize each other. Because you, as a spirit, you feel you would have done the laws of God.
But the
law of sin, the voice of Satan, it speaks with all nations of the world.
And
Satan deceives the whole world day and night. They don't know how he deceives them. As we were left aside
Satan,
of the devil which are open, and the fellow human speaks lies to you, there is the lying of Satan happening day and night, passing through the law of sin. Every time you argue with the right thing, the law sin has a problem. The other is the voice of Satan. But if you're
going
to do what it tells you, there are many conditions and works involved in it. Now you'll be having two thoughts. I want to ask food from this person. I want to ask that phone from this person. Another comes. No, you steal it. You see which one will give you much work. For the one who asks is given. That is the thought of God. But the one who steals, he kills and ends up destroying. Have you heard? The one who asks is directly given. But the one who steals,
he
kills and advances to even destroying.
Because the one
be given, you go to the owner, you ask it.
But
the word stealing from the owner, you have to spy this person, even you get bent because you're spying him. And you begin to act and draft all ways to reach where you will steal from and create an atmosphere which will favor your stealing. And you reach where you're going to steal from, and you find there things you did not consider. It's the problem of sin.
It's
a lot of laborers. It's heavy. Even children of men cannot sustain it. And when they make it, he commits it once, he's put in the book of the sinners. Yet he cannot do it all the day. Who has ever gotten angered for a month? You don't laugh with that person you're angry with. 1 month. You didn't laugh to any person, you're angry. You spent a month, you're not laughing. Frown your face like that. First of all, you have a problem. You have to breathe. Breathing brings you to the calm. You'll not be angered all through. You can't breathe well. Yet you sought back. You realize you were angry before. have to eat food, yet it's sweet. Yet you have to rejoice over this my food. You do not sustain making sin throughout. You have no strength. It just destroys you.
Yet the one
who has angered you is one.
Spend
your time, you're angered.
Those
who speak this laughter, you fake a smile on one side. And the one who angered you,
as
the lepers, you are evolving their march. Praise Jesus much. But most of all, you need to run from the law of sin. First of all, turn to God. It takes away separation of wall between you and Him. Many children of God cry before that wall, and God never hears them. Because already they go to that wall, where they have a covering of powers of darkness, which will not enable them to hear even what God tells them. And He tells them, turn to me, I take it away. The other,
and
the time you hold veil of power of darkness, the law of sin has much authority over you, unto you. Already it's put in you powers of darkness.
It's
where it best to do whatever it wants in you.
Barumi esura ya musanvu olwabiri mwenya. Abarumi esura ya musanvu n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Romans chapter 7 verse 24.
Zengandi muntu munaku ani alindokola mubiri ogwo kufa kuno.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Verse 25.
Nebaza Katonda kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama waffe. Kale bwe kityo nzenze kama magezi ndi muddu wa mateka ga Katonda. Naye mubiri wateka lya kibi.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Yes. He said, in the mind I have realized it.
There's
a point you reach you at the spirit, and you use this mind, the brains you're given. Understand it, we children of man,
Adam,
we were born passing through Adam. God put in us in nature.
We
are meant to worship God and to follow Him. For when you come to look into, and you that you worship demons of your forefathers who died, and you ask,
Adam,
the first man in the world who had no forefathers who died, he worshipped what? You realize that. You say, indeed, we have to worship God. All these demons of the dead is not right. But he says, in the mind, just as you two, you are there, you feel you have to follow the laws of God.
Here
there is the word is hinted on. He said, but in the flesh, I'm a servant of law of sin.
That
flesh, if I'm still within it, following it, I follow every desire and lusts of it.
So,
there's no way you will escape the law of sin.
You
have to take away your will and do the will of God. And you don't give the body as it says. But if you begin to give the body as it says, Satan gains much authority in you.
You pass
through the law of sin and you do as that law wants. In Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2, he speaks this on that issue. Romans chapter 8 verses 1.
Kale kakano tebaliko musango abali mu Kristo Yesu abatambula ngo omwoyo so singo omubiri.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yes. You have no condemnation. You who is in the Christ Jesus, you do not walk according to what the flesh says. But as the Spirit, Romans 8:14, those led by Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit will speak with you.
In
John 6:63, he
says,
the words I said to you, they are spirit, they are alive.
It's
the time man turns now.
It
does not follow the flesh. Even its desires.
But
when he follows its pressure and its desires,
he's
going to communicate with Satan straight, passing through the law of sin. He will direct him whatever he wants. It will feel he has to do it. But a person is going to decide to say that you eyes, I've grown, I am a man. But it is written,
Proverbs
18:22, he sees a woman to marry gains favor from the Lord.
So he sees
women to marry. It's time to follow the Spirit who leads us, as the Holy Scriptures are, the thoughts of God, how they are. Everything the body tries to tell you, you ask it where it is written. Praise Jesus much.
There
is one who says that things reason revels. If indeed you want to get up from bondage, the world has spent it many years, and you want to turn back to follow God, because God is the Spirit. If you still follow the flesh,
no
way you will meet with him. Separate between you and him will still be there.
You're
going to still have a covering powers of darkness of Satan.
Cannot
understand the words of God, so we take off the seals for you. For the covering of powers, darkness of Satan, it hardens your heart and it turns into fertile soil of the voice of Satan, the law of sin, to work within you.
You
even feel you have no strength a little to resist sin. But if you turn to our Lord, our Lord is the Spirit.
And
where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
You
feel boldness and strength. But you're going to do that. No more follow the desires of the body, even the eyes. But
he's
going to decide what God says on that issue. Send the much anointing of Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the counsel of God, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of fear of the Lord.
The
Spirit of the Lord will flow together with you.
Then
you reveal much light of the Word of God all over the world.
And
you manifest marvelous works
in
this God's final work on this planet Earth. But if it's not that, the Holy Spirit is to move with those he is going to move with, and you will remain there. Because you have refused to stop following the flesh. Yet the law of sin, the voice of Lucifer, it's where it produces.
Deceiving
the whole world day and night. Servants of Satan, though they sleep, his Lord does not sleep. In the night, you go commit adultery. And you begin to find ways in the midst of rainfall. And you begin to find all shortcuts to there. You reach where you're going to commit adultery from. Even you find things you never regarded, and you find them on the way.
Satan, when
you go commit his works, he put those who manifest them, those of his cameras. Puts ahead things you never agreed with him that they are supposed to be in the deal. You find them inclusive.
You find those of
these cameras, they're going to cause you be seen. Those who yell at fornicators and adulterers, most of them, they are their colleagues and companions in that act.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But you have to run from sin. That God takes off seals for you in the Holy Spirit. That He fills you wisdom in the word, understanding in the word, the counsel in the word of God, even the power in the word, the knowledge, the fear of God.
The
God moves with power in these latter days.
But
issue of the flesh give up on them. Flesh and its desires. Most of it in the first John chapter
2. First
John chapter 2 verse 15.
Temwagalanga nsi ne wankubadde ebiri mu nsi. Omuntu yenna bw'ayagala ensi okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16.
Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi, okwegomba kw'omubiri, n'okwegomba kw'amaaso, n'okwegulumiza okw'obulamu, okutaliimu, tebiva eri kitaffe.
For all that is in the world, the lusts of the flesh, and the lusts of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Yes.
First
John chapter 2, verse
15.
Do not lust after the world, in the things in it. Shall not use of the cars and the houses. That is not what we have spoken. Those who spoke in the 2nd Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. That the holy power of God already gave all we needed in this life. Those they are needed and they are in their laws, even in serving God. And what you use in this life, you can use them in serving God and in moving to understand Him. But verse 16, He has showed you what He does not want. Those who move in the flesh, they move by them, the lusts of the flesh.
And
if you think it lasts over it badly, even to reaching to steal or plot ways of getting it, that you do not pass through the laws of God to get it, even in the ways of God.
Lust
of the eyes. Right now you go look to some men and
you
lust at the face of another. But at least that one. But you find him on a palm of a woman. You ask him what much you lust over that palm that I've seen it. Now after seeing it,
and
you boil it in the saucepan, eat it. What comes next?
Lust
of the eyes, you do nothing on it. You think you lust the chest of a man, you boil it in a saucepan at your home. The lusts of the eyes. Sometimes you have to discover them.
Yes,
those of darkness and those of light, then separate them. When they say lusts of the eyes, they have not said don't look at the good things.
Something
you see, it's dragging, taking you, but you're just looking at it.
But
when you're rich, you can't get it. Why did you commit adultery?
Fornicate.
I saw the thigh of a woman. When you reach, you saw it. You saw it on the saucepan plate and it's being eaten. Okay, now what else did you do that after I fornicated?
amaso ge gayenze
the eyes
bitundu byacha
all private parts
awo nabuli dao
there I got lost from there
Neguruza sambili ofuma
ku pick the fire you boil to eat it
ngaka sambiganja agali muntana gavunda
there are many fires in the graveyards they rot there already
dabane bikubuza kwe
look at what is making you get lost
Majajabo
your forefathers
bara bebisambi beyimune bazikirira
they saw the same fires got destroyed with them
nawe choliko
you two are up to the same
Oruwa gambo yu mtuma arangira.
Kama say apostle is Obadu now
likochi.
Speaking of you, what have you been after?
Even kakati gwokwe gomba kwa maso gwe kutupekule.
Last of the eyes are like that.
Chintu ochiraba.
You look at something.
Doina nyocha mancho gena chikola.
Nothing much you to do on it.
Chikutuwala mkuonu.
But takes you into sinning.
Bunarabye nganye. Omwami ya nyenya burunja amatu.
That man turns well his ears.
No wogotu keringo temako
when you reach there you
hold a monta
them of put in a saucepan
yene boba wa kubiria ngobiria
eat them okay
sibye bifunuma mukabina no
bitware ma not which you get from the butt and take to toilet
kisingo kuangale banko
what outlives most in the stomach is the chicken
mara mwe nakumsamza
spent 7 days
kitegeza nibo wandi fumbye sambi yo mukazi
elijja
mara mwe nakumsamza
of that woman eat it to not spend 7 days in your stomach
olaba
you see
Mwanya msajio bwaseka.
Not that bawe.
Jacobo nya kumata mabunyo miro kwenda ko.
Get that jealous upon me. I feel like I want to fornicate with it.
Nayo bunyo obusala ko.
Now it does falls in his cheek you can't
know. Yonavi achisiru siru Satan.
Foolishness Satan.
Kwegoma kwa maso.
Lusts of the eyes.
Waliwe munga malala gabula.
The things that the pride of life.
Biyonga bikusanya uru amalala gabula mbulu.
So you call so pride of life.
Inza inza sigambe bwo.
I can't be spoken of.
Who are
you? Who are you?
Mukama yaga muburi zitoina na buinza bulemera moyo.
Oh sir, Ecclesiastes, you have no right to retain your spirit. That me.
Yali yitira yagulemera moyo yaliani.
Hitler who retained his spirit it was who?
Ulaba Satan kia kukola.
Satan what he did to you.
Watu yakufunza.
That is how he squeezed you.
Kubanka otuse katonda yagala kuwa musana kwechigambo.
God want to give you light of your
words. Neti era kubikulemye ge malala gobula
bwo. What's hindering you is pride of life.
Ani kubanka kanyambo njigirizi.
Who today humble down that I get to.
Wazali wotegera.
We were birthed when you understand.
Ije kuononesa mungo yengori mto cha alicho bali otegera.
What made you Pupu in your clothes when young, what was it?
Agamala gobula mugaveko.
You live pride of life.
Kusitwa jja kutegera.
This world we came to understand.
Na yo kutegera.
But to understand.
Okuva mukumanya ekigambo cha.
Coming from knowing the word of that is what we came for.
Ni wangu badde mwe musimaliza ebisira binji.
Even though it is what you spend many times.
Muno nyo kutegera okutali kumu.
Seeking for understanding which is not one.
Ne kunkome kero mwe no chimanya.
At the end you have to know.
Ebintu byonna bijja kugwa ole ekigambo kye tekiri kugwa.
Things will pass away but his word will never pass away.
Ekyo kitwa jjo kutegera.
That's what we kept to understand.
No kutuka mukumanyira ddala.
Reaching to knowing.
Amazima goda.
All the truth.
Kuduranga stani akumalide ebise.
You say that has wasted your time.
Wali malaga obula bwo.
And the pride of this life.
And abatyanga mpandi.
How do they see me right down?
Anyi futu asuma.
You know we are land.
Twasuma university
za amani. University is powerful ones.
Wonatu kwakumulia ngwa gena abakubuza kitabo cha university.
When you reach the door of hell they will ask you your university book.
Chikutaso kukujja.
That it will save you to get you from there.
Ebibyo namu kama byabadaga
all those is what God says
nti bubo yakalo kuduketeka lye
chibi if you want to run the law of sin
don't damugobera mubi
don't dare follow the flesh
kubanga gubera mwe ebintu bisatu ebikuru
in it are those three major things
okwegomba kwa mubiri
the love the lusts of the flesh
okwegomba kwa maso
lusts of the eyes
na mara gobula mbono
even the pride of this life
ganja uro
there are different
nga bwe nazo kuogera kwa ebisa
tuwa if you come to speak of those three
odayongo yavula
you go back when you're crying
ngokakanye
jingamu humbled is what I mean
uinza nokwetegerizanga buli ali wana ina malala
even analyze everyone has that pride in his way
ulevo yago
each on his level
bora bane oli awandika
even where you are they are writing
muri mchogamba kino nchimba
is that you say no this I know let me skip
goro zomo yagenzo choga ngata manyi to chimani
the spirit spoke it did know that you know it
Ha, ha, ha. Okay, katumalirize ne Barumia.
Let's finish with Romans.
Barumu nano nyolisoka tuyigire olwokubiri.
8 verse 1 and enter 2.
Abarumi esule yomunana nolunyiri olusoka.
Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
Kale kakano tebali iko musanga bali mu Kristo Yesu. Abatatambula okugoberera omubiri naye okugoberera omwoyo.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes.
But
I told you, people who follow the flesh, they have three major things will govern them.
We
are Satan passed the law of sin. Those
we
read in the 1 John, chapter 2, verse 16. The lusts of the flesh, different lusts. The lusts of the eyes. The pride of this life. Not that pride is what beat Satan down, but he failed on it. It too is great and growing the law of sin.
It
against the laws of God he gives you, as the word of his light is. Let's read the verse 2. Romans chapter 8 verse 2.
Kubanga etteeka ly'omwoyo gw'obulamu mu Kristo Yesu lyanfuula ow'eddembe.
For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
He?
Yes. Not the law of Spirit of life. That is John 6 verse 63. That God, the words he tells us, they are spirit. They are life. That is the law of the Spirit of life. Hearing the words of God to put them in action. That alone is what can get you
from
bondage of the law of sin and death. Death which never ends at unclothing the body, but it goes into hell and it reaches you in the lake of fire in the second death. You still think you're going to just die in the flesh. You are so bad
and you're
still being deceived by the law of sin up to today.
To
prove the law of sin deceives you badly, even with foolishness, it's in the lying of Satan.
Satan
himself tells you, you just die from the flesh, it's over.
Yet,
tomorrow he tells you, your grandfather who died has come back on your head. Yet you do not, people don't just die. Though those are all his lies. But know that people don't just unclothe these bodies, but they proceed on ahead. Either when you commit righteousness, it is heaven.
Or
if it's not that, it is hell. And you wait for judgment when it will happen. You cast in the second death the lake of fire. But if you escape those, and to run the law of sin, it involves run from the flesh with its lust, the lusts of the eyes, the pride of this life.
It
become a child of God led by the Spirit of God. According to Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 8, he says like this. Romans chapter 8 verses 5.
Kubanga abagoberera omubiri balowooza bya mubiri naye abagoberera omwoyo bya mwoyo.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. Yes. If you follow after the flesh, upon which you see it's the way you've taken, and you're about to meet with the law of sin, when you follow the lusts of the flesh, everything it tells you without asking what God is saying, you just do it. The lust of the eyes, everything the eye sees, you follow it. You don't ask what God is saying there. The pride of this life, that you call your honors, A great among us is a servant to the others and is not of pride like that. Those who follow the Spirit, they are led by the Spirit of God. They follow God because God is the Spirit. Even the words they tell us, they are spirits and they are what give us life. Let's read verse 6 we hear. Romans chapter 8 verse 6.
Kubanga okulowooza kw'omubiri kwe kufa, naye okulowooza kw'omwoyo bwe bulamu n'emirembe.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7.
Kubanga okulowooza kw'omubiri bwe bulabe eri Katonda, kubanga tekufugibwa mateeka ga Katonda. Ndikubanga tekufugibwa mateeka ga Katonda. Kubanga n'okuyinza tegakuyinza.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Yes.
Okulowooza kw'omubiri w'olabira ddala nga Satani akuli bubiri.
Upon which you see that Satan is too much on you.
Ng'era ayogera mu ggwe.
And he speaks within you.
Nga gw'ogoberera buli kwegomba kwa mubiri okujja.
You follow every lust of the flesh that which come your way. Because there are four laws of God speaking you. You ignore them. Is it us the first to break them? That is what comes in you. God said we should not be so righteous. When he said do not be so righteous, he said you sin so much. When he said do not be so righteous, he was telling you to work out your own righteousness. Not put in place your own righteousness. To move by the righteousness of God. There are those who put there their own righteousness. And they have not understood that of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So, Abuganda.
So, brethren. If you want to run well from the law of sin, the voice of Satan, that it will not always work in you, take away that fertile ground where Satan is working from. The lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, even the pride of this life. You humble down under where God takes counsel of his words. You're going to see how he lifts you when the due time has come. Let us finish there. Romans chapter 8, verse
8.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Yes. If you are in the flesh, God knows it. If it's what you follow, you follow the law of sin, the voice of Satan, you are a servant of Lucifer. Now, how are you going to please God? Remember this, we see God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works. What we call ministry ethics. Ministry ethics. The ways of serving God. These, if you don't take them from yourself, it will be hard for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But victory over death
is
to overcome the law of sin. Because you're no more moved by sin to reaching death. Yes, the Romans chapter 6, verse 23, he speaks this on that issue. Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
Kubanga empeera y'ekibi kwe kufa, naye ekirabo kya Katonda bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo mu Kristo Yesu Mukama waffe.
For the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wage of sin is death.
Yet,
remember, sin has its law through which it passed to speak. And Satan
is
planted his best to speak with the whole world. That's why if one overcomes the law of sin, he has overcome sin.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Because
in him there is nothing which is going to command him again, commit things not right.
And
even though he tried to command, he is in the spirit. Scriptures of the Lord tell him no. That mindset is not of God, it's of Satan. Do not follow it. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56,
it says
like this. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 56.
Ndi okuluma kwa kufa chechivi na manyige chivi gemateka.
The sting of death is a sin. And the strength of sin is the law.
57.
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. The many Bibles that never differentiated which kind of law they speak of here. But the law we overcome is the law of sin.
So
and we do not overcome the laws of God. But we rather fulfill them. They told us the Romans 3, verse 31. And it says like this. Romans chapter 3, verses 31.
Kala mateka tugajja wulu okukiriza kitalo nedda tuganyweza bunyweza.
Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Yes.
So
when you hear the law of sin,
no,
do not call it the laws of righteousness, those of God. And what we overcome here, we overcome the law of sin. We establish the laws of God and we fulfill them. Praise Jesus much. But we have there two things which are born by the law of sin, to make the fourth and the fifth. Those I told you of which can hinder you to understand the word of God, even though we take off seals for you. Praise Jesus. There is where Satan pretends to be the angel of light and the preacher of righteousness, twisting meaning of the word of God in subtracting and in adding in it, when
it
brings words of darkness in the counsel of God. That is there, and it we need to see it. It you run from it. For this, when Satan reigns over people and he brings to them scriptures when he's twisted their meaning, then he will prove to you that it's the mindset of God.
It's
when he appears as a preacher of righteousness, as he met Eve,
and he said,
God knows when you will eat of it, you will be like him. And he claimed to be an angel of light there. Even he pretended to be a preacher of righteousness. When he brought out scriptures, when he gives them to our Lord Jesus,
he
twisted their meaning. Now the reality is that is there. Satan
and
demons, the fallen angels, and they pretend to come as angels of light and the preachers of righteousness, and they bring darkness in counsel,
twist
the scriptures of God their meaning, and they subtract as they add in them. This riddle, you must have run from it. Then the fifth. It's the darkness of the laws and the commands of Satan in wanting to hinder the light, which in the commands of the laws of God. We shall see of them, for in the Old Testament they are there, many of them. Those God speaks of, I gave them laws which are not good, and the commands through which they will not live. Those, many came within it through the Old Testament. And he said, how come Solomon married these women? How can Jesus say one who chases a woman marry another is committed adultery? At that point too, there is darkness which came in this castle of the word of God. That is why he speaks. That for fighting us with faults, faults happened in the Old Testament. He put there a New Testament to correcting them. Now some people who have run from the law of sin, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, even the pride of life, Satan pretends to them appear as angel of light and the preacher of righteousness. The other, he brings out the laws of sin which had darkness in them. Those God commanded children of Israel for hardening of their hearts, and then he corrupts more people in the world with them. Yes. How come Solomon married 1,000 women? Did he not enter heaven? But did you see his repentance in Ecclesiastes? And he said all was a chasing of winds. Run quick, come early. Come unto Christ. He's going to take off sins from the Holy Scriptures. And you'll be filled with wisdom in the world. You'll be filled understanding in the world. You'll be filled the counsel of God. You'll be filled power in the world. You'll be filled knowledge of God.
It
brings the light of the word in you. You'll
be
filled fear of God to hate evil.
And
you'll help many depart from evil. The Spirit of the Lord is going to move with you. Start there 2022 in the worldwide call. Final back on the planet Earth. Thank you for coming, for listening, believing, putting in action, even to spread far to the four corners of the earth, because God is on the way.
Amen.
Amen.